liturgical readings for Lent always commence with the story of the temptation. So Jesus goes into the desert, there to be tempted by the devil. The devil always has one purpose in the Bible, and that is to move us off the path that leads to God, and to order your desire in the direction of something other than God, so that the primary desire of your life is something other than the Creator. So, the devil confronts Jesus, and he gives him three basic temptations. And the first one begins at the low level, the desert floor. You're kind of a basic level temptation. Turn these stones into bread. Read symbolically, make sensual pleasure the center of your life. Make the satisfaction of your bodily desires for food and for sex and for drink and for pleasure the center of your life. Catholics aren't Puritans. We like the pleasures of the body. You know, we think they're good. They're God-given. But when they become dominant, they become the Lord of your life, then your deepest desire for God isn't realized. And these desires are so pressing. They're like little kids. I want it, I want it, I want it, now, now, now. And if you allow them to dominate you, they will take over your life. And so Jesus says to the devil, we do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. In other words, you can't reduce your life to this very restricted compass. He then takes him to a higher position, to the parapet of the temple. The temple in Jesus' time would have been the very center of the society. It was the economic center, the political, the cultural, and of course, religious center of the society. To be on the parapet of the temple, the high point of the temple, would be the top of your society, where everyone can see you, everyone admires you. This is now the temptation toward glory, honor, esteem, to be noticed, admired. You know, some people can leave behind the low-level temptations. They're not really enslaved to those desires. But boy, they want glory. And the quest for glory becomes the center of their life. Jesus has to resist that temptation too. The devil then takes him to the highest position. It says, in one glance, he shows him all the kingdoms of the world and all their glory. These I will give you if you but bow down and worship me. That's the temptation to power. Power is maybe the greatest temptation. Some people can leave behind the low-level stuff. They're not even all that interested in glory, but they want power. To be able to manipulate others, that is a very strong temptation. And once you've got power, most people do not want to let go of it. And that's the sign how powerful it is. The price you pay, though, is you have to worship the devil. In other words, power belongs to him in some ways. You're no longer worshiping God, you're worshiping this lower spirit. Jesus is now ready to be the Messiah, having resisted these three temptations, because now he's ready to make God the clear center of his life. Now in Lent, that's what we're all doing. We're all meant to go into the desert. We're all meant, as it were, to confront the devil. In other words, all those temptations toward sensual pleasure, honor, glory. When you make those the center of your life, then you are no longer a fit bearer of God's presence. When you can rise above those three temptations, then you're ready to do God's work in the world.